What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It for our bi-weekly Chamber of Commerce update, we have Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce, Emily Bivens, joining us. And Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Always like the long title, and I want to shorten it up with Chamber Gal and
stuff
like that. Anyway, Emily, lots of things happening with the Chamber. It's been a busy 2021 for you guys already. Business of the Month and several ribbon cuttings.
Yes. Yeah, Business of the Month went to Orne Family Dentistry, so congratulations to them, and they had a great nomination, touched on all of their staff up there and how they do such a great job and provide such great services in the community. So congratulations to Orne Family Dentistry on being named the January Business of the Month. And then ribbon cuttings, we were quite a few places. We even did two in one day.
Oh my God.
We were over at Nodak Insurance with Chelsea Geyer. She is the new owner of that branch there for Nodak Insurance down in Maple Mall, in the Maple Mall. And then we were over at Dakota Investigative Services, and this business provides services that are through the judicial system, so they can help with supervised visits and serving documents, court documents, and that kind of stuff. So we were over there and did a ribbon cutting, and then we were over at the Jamestown Gymnastics Club for their huge renovation that they just completed, and they were saving up for lots of years to do that project, and it's just beautiful. So if you have a chance to get up and check that out, that is amazing. So congratulations to all those businesses, some new owners, a new business, and a big renovation. So it's fun to see those things and celebrate those things in Jamestown.
I think 2021 off to a good start with that, and with those in mind, ribbon cuttings, customer service, business of the month, always looking for nominations and more ribbon cuttings for you guys, right?
Yeah, if your business is moving, or if you did a large renovation under new ownership, changing your name, that kind of stuff, we can do a ribbon cutting for that. So perfect. Please reach out to us.
Awesome. We'll get contact details from Emily coming up, so keep it here for that. Emily, we move on, and this is kind of just like a little teaser to put on their radar. With April comes warmer weather and the Home and Garden Show.
Yes, we are planning a return for the Home and Garden Show on April 10th and 11th at the Jamestown Civic Center, and registrations are open for vendors. So if you want a booth at the Home and Garden Show, please contact our office and you can register for a vendor spot.
Yes, great 2 days of home information, garden information, everybody, vendors coming together for that. So get that on the radar, April 10th and 11th. Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Emily Bivens here on Let's Talk About It. And Emily, the big one, you know, Chamber Banquet couldn't happen as it would normally happen in previous years, but you guys have pivoted is kind of like the big word that's used for a virtual banquet this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We were pre-recording all of the award presentations and putting them together, and that will air, I guess is the word, broadcast on January 28th. So that's a Thursday at 7 p.m. So have some supper and, you know, grab a drink and snacks and tune in to see for our award announcement of all the award winners. We'll be featuring the beautification committee of the chamber gives away 3 awards, the Spot of Beauty, Best Landscaping, and the Continuing Beautification Award. And then we have our 4 big main award winners, our Young Professional of the Year, our Business of the Year, the Above and Beyond Award winner, and of course our Citizen of the Year. So really exciting, and we are hoping that everybody tunes in so we can share that celebration with our entire community this year. That's one great thing about being able to do this virtually, that we can have as big an audience as we want. You know, it can even go outside of Jamestown. So January 28th at 7 p.m. You can tune in. The Chamber's Facebook page will have it. News Dakota will have it, as well as other local media outlets. So just tune into their websites.
Yeah. And I want to point out that's important to point out as well. It will premiere at 7 p.m. It will be available for you to watch again. If you would like to share it with family from the Facebook page, Jamestown Sun, newsdakota.com. It'll be available all over the place.
Right, exactly.
So make sure you have plans to take that in. The annual banquet will be virtually this year, and 90 years of the Jamestown Chamber. I just can't get over how long it's been going on, and all the accomplishments up to this point, it's quite amazing what you guys have done.
Yeah, and it's obviously it's not me. It's right. There's tons of people who have come before me. Our board members, our members, obviously, our dedicated volunteers. There's so many people that make up the chamber, and I just have the honor of being able to breathe all that in and celebrate that with all of them. So, it's 90 years is amazing. It's so exciting to be able to celebrate that with our entire community.
Long time. So make sure you tune in again for the virtual banquet, celebrating those 90 years and the accomplishments of 2020. A great way to do that. Emily, of course, always busy with the chamber. Lots of things on the horizon as well. If people have questions about what we talked about today or getting into the Home and Garden Show, the virtual banquet, what are some ways they can contact the chamber?
Yeah, you can call us 701-252-4830. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. You can always check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. The award nomination forms are on there at the bottom of the homepage. And you can stop down and see us now, but we ask that you just call ahead of time. We're located at 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
All right, there it is. Emily, we appreciate the update. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.